Good day, everyone. I have Mr. Travis Morales here. Welcome to the show, Mr. Travis Morales.
Thank you very much for having me on again, Elias.
Who is Mr. Travis Morales again? Let's remind our audience.
I'm on the steering committee of Refuse Fascism here in New York and I'm a supporter of the Revolutionary Communist Party.
All right. So, Mr. Morales, as this is a recent news, the Statue of Liberty climber, Patricia Okomo, she's originally from Congo, she has been sentenced to probation, right? A Manhattan judge on Tuesday sentenced her to probation and community service for climbing the Statue of Liberty in July. What does that mean?
Well, it means a lot of things. One is, I mean, people should know that Patricia climbed the Statue of Liberty on July 4th of last year to protest the fact that the U.S. government, the La Migra, ICE, the Customs and Border Protection, were tearing families apart. They were mass rounding up immigrants who were fleeing to this country trying to survive, fleeing poverty and violence, gang violence, and were being rounded up and the families ripped apart, the children taken. I mean, children put in cages. A conscious policy by the Trump government to separate families with no intention and no way to ever reunite hundreds of these children with their parents. I mean, this is an outrage. So she climbed up on the Statue of Liberty to protest that. I mean, she said, quote, "When we started putting people in cages, that was the last straw that broke the camel's back. Mm-hmm. I had had enough, and I didn't care about the repercussions. We have gone so low as a country that I had to climb as high as I could on the Statue of Liberty to raise consciousness." And now they've given her 5 years probation. I mean, what is, that's a sentence actually to go to prison, because if she gets arrested at another protest, if she doesn't get a job, if she fails a urine test, there's all kinds of ways that they could revoke her probation. Okay, and basically they're punishing her. They're trying to shut her up, trying to be a lesson to other people not to stand up to what this horrific government is doing to immigrants, our brothers and sisters at the border.
You think this is criminalizing dissent?
I definitely think it's criminalizing dissent. I mean, look, what people in this country have a responsibility to stand up against the ethnic cleansing that's going on. This government of Trump and Pence has instituted a policy, a whole campaign of ethnic cleansing. That's what Make America Great Again means. It means make America white again. That's
But the immigration issue is not just a Trump issue. The immigration issue is a bipartisan issue. Both the Democrats and the Republicans support some of the policies. In fact, there are reports that say more people were deported under Trump and under Obama, than even under Trump. Trump just made it public. How do you respond to that?
Well, a lot of what you're saying is actually true, because the militarization of the border and the building of walls at the border started in 1993 with Operation Blockade between El Paso, Texas, and Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. And that was started under Clinton and the Democrats, with a conscious policy of building walls and barricades to drive people into the deserts, through the mountains, where people would be deterred because they face death, and 10,000 plus people have died since then. But the difference now with Trump is they are actually launching a whole campaign to try and drive out the millions and millions of undocumented immigrants that are in this country. You have a president who's calling Mexicans rapists and drug smugglers, who is whipping up the millions of his backers, the kinds of people that marched in Charlottesville, who murdered Heather Heyer, who were there to defend those Confederate monuments, the kind of person who went into that synagogue in Pittsburgh and murdered 11 Jewish people, the kind of people who, as that guy did in New Zealand, who went into the mosque and killed 50 people. Those are the people who are being whipped up to attack immigrants and be part of actually driving all of them out of this country. And you're right. There is a whole history of the horrific oppression of immigrants under Democrats and Republicans. But this regime is, because it's a fascist regime, is taking it to a whole other level of driving people out.
So when Patricia Okomo appeared in court, she wore she had a clear tape wrapped around her face, and also a headband that says, "I care." What does that symbolize?
Well, she had the tape over her mouth because she was making the statement that they were trying to silence her, mm-hmm. trying to keep her from speaking out and protesting against the roundup of children and putting them in cages. And the headband that says, "I care," I believe, my opinion, that's in response to Melania Trump's jacket that said, "I don't care."
Okay. So the Manhattan Federal Court Magistrate Gabriel Gornstein, right? This is what he said about his sentencing. "She did not climb the Statue of Liberty to rescue a child who was in danger. The law that prevents people from climbing the Statue of Liberty is not unjust. The defendant apparently thinks because her cause is important, it doesn't matter the danger she causes others."
First of all, who did she put in danger? No one. And second of all, the real danger is what this Trump-Pence regime is doing to that's one of the real dangers is what they're doing at the border to immigrants. I mean, children have died in their custody. Other people have died in their custody. They're not giving them medical care. They're separating them from their families, okay? That's the real crime. And the real criminals are the people who are doing that. Mm. The Trump-Pence regime, their border patrol, their customs and border enforcement. Those are the criminals. They're the ones who should be charged with crimes against humanity. And people like Patricia Okumu should be regarded as heroes. They deserve a medal for putting their bodies on the line to stop this.
Okay, one final question quick. What does this mean moving forward to activists like you, Patricia, and others?
I mean, I think what it means is we have to double down on driving out the Trump-Pence regime. That we have, this fascist nightmare must end. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. This nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. And people need to get in the streets in their millions to drive out this regime through nonviolent but determined political protests day after day, week after week, until we drive them from power.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Morales, for your insight. We will see you again.
Thank you so much.